it's Sheena Shea, and as you know, life can get crazy when it's all happening. But whether you're a mom like me or have a ton of work engagements also like me, everyone should have 2 minutes to spare so everyone can enjoy a Factor meal, a delicious dietitian approved meal that's fresh, never frozen, and gets delivered right to your door. You can choose from calorie smart options, protein plus options, and more. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.
Welcome back to Pistol Shrimps Radio presents the Virgin America Safety Video Minute, brought to you by Mack Weldon, Pity the First Time Listener. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Virgin America safety video 1 minute at a time. I'm Matt Gourley from Super Ego.
And I'm Mark McConville from Ugo Super.
Minute two begins with a flight attendant Brabantia sassily telling us, "I mean, it works like this," and ends with the harrowing image of a small Asian child thumbs-upping her own possible suffocation.
But before we get into it, we should talk about Mack Weldon, the greatest, the latest. They're just the greatest.
Here's what they do. They harvest cotton from a plant and just spin it into a lap cloth.
But before that even, they sort cotton seeds to get the ideal seeds.
And they have a silver mine.
Yeah.
That they weave silver antimicrobial fibers into these underwears so your stank don't name itself Hank and give yourself a stink thank. You ever go to, what's that think tank? That the famous think tank?
Stink Hank's think tank? I've been there.
Stink thank. Oh,
look,
boy.
They're great. They do socks. They do underwear. They do t-shirts. I got to get some new t-shirts, Matt. That's really the truth, because I wore a dress shirt to a little event that you and I went to, and I had a t-shirt on underneath, and that thing might be from 1984's Bon Jovi's Sweatin' to the Oldies tour.
And it was, back then, it was called Sweatin' to the Newies.
Sweatin' to the Nows.
Sweatin' to the Right Nowies. I got a bunch of them Mack Weldon t-shirts right in my closet. You come along, I'll let you pick one or five of them.
I don't know that I'd fit into yours, but come on now.
Well, it's worth doing a podcast about it.
We'll probably have to strap one on. Get yourself some Mack Weldons. Go to their website. If you enter the code MINUTE, that helps this sort of nonsense continue.
We can't stress that enough. We know that you love Pistol Shrimps Radio. That's why you're here. We feel confident saying that. But what we can tell you is, in those long, long, deserty dry spells between seasons, maybe we can drum something special up between each season if you support products like Mack Weldon.
You're going to buy underwear. That's just a given. So just try to buy it from these guys. Don't
right.
even try to buy it. Just do it.
You know what, too? One thing I discovered not too long ago. Stop replacing socks on her one day, like one pair at a time.
Say that again, because you got a mouthful of food and it didn't make sense.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Stop replacing socks and underwear one pair at a time.
Yeah.
Do a full purge and full replacement. And no place better to start than MackWeldon.com. Promo code MINUTE.
That's a good idea from
it
a fella
good.
Who's eating and talking at the same time.
What am I eating? A bag of nuts. Star Wars Minute. Let's get into this thing. Boy, I feel like I got a lot to say about this minute.
Matt, you just said Star Wars Minute.
Well, that's right. We should mention, as we did the last episode, that the whole reason this exists is because Pete and Alex's Star Wars Minute have done the citizens of the United States and its global companions a great service.
And I think Matt and I were on a flight and we decided this would be the least likely candidate for a minute-by-minute breakdown. What you're in for is a minute by... Well, this is minute two. We're going to really scrutinize this safety video that's astonishing in so many ways.
Right away, we go right to a split screen in this one. I mean, they're changing it up.
I didn't even notice that.
You didn't?
Oh, because of the seatbelt buckle.
When Brabantia is talking about the seatbelt, they're showing you the buckle split screen.
You mean when she pulls off the sass about 5%? From minute one, ends with her going, if you don't know how to operate a safety belt, really? And then she backs off a tiny bit. She's still as sassy as she can be.
Sarcastically saying, like, for the 0.001% of you that don't know how to operate a seatbelt, well, that would just be newborn children, right?
That's a good... But I do kind of want to drill down on this, Matt, because I feel like it's a weird Venn diagram of sorts. Who doesn't? Who? I think they make a good point. Who doesn't know how to make a seatbelt go on your lap?
The armless Steve, the kid who's never been in a car, Reeve.
That's one person.
He's been on a bunch of roller coasters, though. That's weird.
Well, for that, a lot of times the thing will just come down automatically.
Good luck without any arms.
Yeah, I don't know how they get there.
I don't know.
This kid get to the amusement park.
He rode a unicycle.
Honestly, though, is it children? Because if you're a kid, if you're an unaccompanied minor on a flight, you're probably going to have somebody from the flight crew keeping an eye on you, making sure that you've got the seatbelt on if you're that kid.
I would hope, yeah.
So every car has seatbelts.
Now. Planes didn't use to in the 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So are we talking about boat people?
Might be.
I just take the Staten Island Ferry every day of my life, and I don't have to wear a seatbelt at any time.
But you have to wear a life jacket.
Why aren't there life pants?
Mack Weldon, get on it. So we already talked about full tactical underwear.
I'm sorry?
Mack Weldon and I have had this long conversation. It's a YouTube video if you look it up.
Tactical underwear? I have not seen this.
They came to my house and interviewed me and Margot. Which is worth it alone to watch because Margot is just staring at the camera while I'm holding her, like, what's happening to me? And then we had a long conversation about what underwear James Bond would wear and how they should make tactical underwear. Cargo pockets.
It's not like bulletproof underwear.
Well, maybe carbon fiber. Kevlar underwear. You can't get a real rod, though, because it'll... All right, well, we're also cutting back to our contortionist friend. Now, it seems like this story is developing. Where we last left off, there were two contortionists and just a normal guy in a suit sitting next to them, but kind of he's giving them side-eye like, I don't approve of this.
I didn't really notice that in the first time around, but now I do. I did notice him.
But did you notice that then they get friendly? Like, all is well?
I guess, but there is the implication that contortionists are in the group of people, that 0001%. That don't know how to use a seatbelt.
It's not clear. It's not entirely clear. But I do know
this girl grew up on the circus, so she's only known wagon travel.
But she's dressed like a librarian.
Well, she does a high wire act where she balances books on her head.
That's the sexiest thing I could ever picture.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, we just finished with the tigers jumping through a flaming ring, and now it's like, your attention, please, on the high wire. Lisa the librarian, and then she does a bunch of stuff where she's balancing, you know, copies of Ulysses on her head.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Here's the arc of this story. We dolly left, and we see a male contortionist, and then Lisa the librarian, female contortionist.
Right.
Then stiff gray Jim, just in a suit, sitting there, not liking what he's seeing from these contortionists as they're finishing their contortion and bringing their legs back down. Then we cut away, we're in minute two, and we see that he's now smiling at her as she unwraps a little bit more, and you think all is well, but then it lingers just a little too long, and he zeroes in right on her garage, and then it made me uncomfortable, because for a minute there, I'm like, oh, this guy does represent us. He's everybody.
Yeah.
But then
you just
realize predatory.
He's a real creep.
Seems like it.
He's like, if she can bend like that, let me get her home to the old boudoir station.
He reminds me of the hitman in The Smart Guys, The Nice Guys.
Which movie?
The Nice Guys. You know, the one, John Boy?
What about the other contortionist doesn't seem... He seems to be like towing the line between seatbelt users and non-seatbelt users.
And he's also margined off to the side. He's barely featured in this thing, the poor guy.
That's
just
true.
Enough to get residuals on whatever safety videos pay.
But then, plain gray Jim, what'd you call him?
Stiff gray Jim.
Stiff gray Jim. Plain gray Jim, we'll see later on. Stiff gray Jim gives a very tepid round of applause.
Yeah, or everybody does.
It's very, well, and then the marginalized Mike really doesn't clap that much.
Well, good. Yeah, why would he? He's being overlooked.
Because this is such a tightly choreographed video in many, many ways, I feel like there's a possibility that this moment was just sort of like, eh, you know, she'll sit down, she'll move her leg down, then she'll buckle the seatbelt, and then just play with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
Because Stiff Gray Jim sort of leads the charge, and Marginalized Mike, he sort of catches up, like, oh, right, I forgot we were going to do the applause bit at the end of the seatbelt segment.
And yet nothing seems accidental. Like, they all clearly went, you are not happy with this, Stiff Gray Jim. Lisa the librarian, you can have an air of smugness about you, but it's pleasant smugness because you're right. And Marginalized Jim, do whatever you want. And that contributes, like, that was the director doing, like, bullshit directing things of, like, I want Marginalized Jim to literally feel marginalized in this process.
So much so that I changed his name to Jim from Mike.
Jim is a catch-all, and everybody knows that.
Matt, I know that for sure. And I that you're coming straight from Wisconsin Jim, the undertow him.
Then we cut to an overhead shot. You were fascinated by the crane work last time. We're overhead.
This is a, there's some overhead rigging throughout this minute that's fascinating to me. But this overhead shot is pretty amazing because even the personal electronic device shut off segment is choreographed.
Which also begs the question, they're just now getting to that. Why were they busting the nun's balls way back in minute one?
Yeah, they didn't say anything to her in minute one.
I'm starting to feel bad for her, and it feels a little like religious persecution, which God knows I'm no even Bible owner, much less Bible recognizer, but I still don't want any religious persecution here in God's America.
But you've been to a hotel.
Bible hotel.
So you've been near a hotel and a Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I do think, though, to defend the video a little bit, I think in the minute one, the whole message of the opening of the song is you're going to want to pay attention to this.
Right.
You're going to want to hear this.
Attention.
And she's not. But then they do say, don't make me ask you again. Like,
who do you think she was texting?
The Monsignor.
Father Bulge.
Yeah. Father Bulge probably wondering, like, do you want me to send a car? I could pick you up myself, but I have a lot of blessing to do. I have a hospital to...
She's going to the Vatican, even though this is Virgin America. She's flying to New York from...
To then go.
Yeah.
Is there a direct flight to Vatican City?
There's no Vatican City airport that I'm aware of.
Why not?
I bet you there is. You know,
with God, all things are possible, Matt.
That's true. And you know how we could find out?
How?
Watch the Young Pope.
I'm not watching that.
Get ready for the Young Pope Minute.
I don't think you watched
it. What would it take for you to do Young Pope Minute with me?
Oh, man.
How many episodes are there of that? Six or eight?
I don't know. I never watched it.
Six.
It seems like garbage to me.
60 minutes, six times six is 36.
Maybe that's what we do then.
360 minutes, is that right?
Why would you torture your friend?
360 episodes of you and me doing the Young Pope Minute. How much would it cost?
Don't do this, because this is where I make you mad, because I tell you a figure that just is alarmingly stupid.
Because you don't play the real game as if this is real life. But I'm proposing this. What if Earwolf comes back to us and said, we listened, we heard the idea, we love it. Name your price, but it's got to be real.
Yeah, well, I would have to sit and have a real long chat with myself.
No, I need the answer
the
now.
I need
it's a year straight, every day. I mean, we could do it Monday through Friday like they do Star Wars Minute, but it's 360 episodes.
Would we
episodes.
Get the monkey fighting snakes off the Monday to Friday plane?
What?
That's a TV edit of Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yeah.
I want
these
monkey fighting snakes off this Monday to Friday plane. I can't hear Monday to Friday without thinking of
that.
Okay. So you're saying to me, I'm going to spend months of my life.
Well, not necessarily, because we do it like Star Wars Minute does. We do five episodes each recording session, like game show style.
Right.
So once a week.
Are we doing Letterman style, where we do Monday through Thursday and we do two on the...
No, we do five a day. So we do once a week, we meet and we do Young Pope Minute.
All right. So 360. Let me do a little quick math. For 72 weeks, we record five episodes
of Young Pope Minute.
And we would just do the Young Pope.
Yeah.
A thing I have no interest in watching.
How much? Per week.
I really want to think about it.
Well, okay, but you have to answer by the fifth episode of this.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get back to the minute.
Sure. So we're at the personal electronics segment where they're asking people to turn off their devices. And I would beg of you to go back and watch this segment again for just don't sleep on the guy typing with one hand.
I didn't catch that.
Oh, he's doing a real Adam's Family thing with his hand on the computer keyboard. And he just has one hand. This is some quality, subtle, fake typing going on.
I might have to go check that out.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that out.
Something I noticed. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I noticed that since in this overhead shot, you get a shot of the floor. It's crisp.
Oh, yeah.
Solid, light gray. And how they're keeping this clean, I'm not sure because some of you may know I've done these Volkswagen commercials and I've done like over 30 of these things, most of them set in a white void. And on the first shoot, we did 6 commercials and they were militant. You had to wear those little surgical booties.
Footy things.
Yeah. They would lay down cardboard for anybody that wanted to do a path into the action. Mm-hmm. And by like the third shoot, they couldn't care less because they just knew that they were going to have to digitally paint it anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, do you think that this has been digitally cleaned up? I think it is because everything itself looks really acutely color timed or something.
I think what they probably did is they hired the Game of Thrones snow footprint expert.
What?
Because if I'm rewatching the Game of Thrones series right now.
Oh, but you won't make time for Young Pope.
Hell no. There's a good chance that they have a person who's just tracking where people have stepped in the snow when they're in the snowy areas.
Uh-huh.
Because it's pristine. There's no footprints.
That's digital, though, I bet.
You think so?
I think most likely, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this personal electronics segment...
Hey, it's Sheena Shea, and as you know, life can get crazy when it's all happening. But whether you're a mom like me or have a ton of work engagements also like me, everyone should have 2 minutes to spare so everyone can enjoy a Factor meal, a delicious dietitian-approved meal that's fresh, never frozen, and gets delivered right to your door. You can choose from calorie smart options, protein plus options, and more. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.
Does sort of make me ask this question. Is this the first thing that makes this safety video obsolete? Because
you mean that will date it?
In these times now, they don't care if you're on an iPad on takeoff. I've seen people just on a device as the plane is taking off.
So what is the difference between a laptop and an iPad that matters to them?
I think the laptop's big.
Oh, it's a flight crash danger.
Or if something, you know, on the way up, maybe there's a bumpy thing and the laptop goes flying. Maybe that's...
What about my stiletto-edged iPad?
Definitely bring that on a flight.
I get it through security, no problem, but I do have to turn it off and stow it.
You do.
And take off and landing.
I guess this is a problem I have as a passenger where I just feel like I can be playing a game on my phone while the plane is taking off. What's truly going to happen?
You're going to not score as well on Candy Crush.
Isn't it binary, though? Like, if something terrible happens, it's awful no matter what.
I think so.
There's no middle ground. I'm either playing my game until we're up at 30,000 feet, or catastrophe is happening.
I think there are some belly landings. Yeah, you're right. I think I'm with you on that.
Let me have it.
Yeah.
I'll fly with that.
Yeah, I agree. The laptop guy gets busted.
Yeah, this is another. We're back to that fantasy element of whoever created this was like, I would love to tell a guy off.
I thought you meant like, I want to get busted by a hot flight attendant when I'm stowing my laptop.
I didn't even think about that.
Like it's a submissive, dominant thing. Is that Gabby? Who is that?
That might be Gabby.
Yeah.
But he does seem to not be that great at masking that he's putting his...
No, it might as well have the music. Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum. But that, the nice try.
Yeah.
That's a real
Yeah.
passive aggressive we're gonna catch you.
Yeah. And then
don't pull this shit on me. No. What are you doing?
We then cut to a close-up of Gabby, who's looking in camera, doing spoken word directions, but this is when the lip syncing doesn't work because she's almost over enunciating like she's singing to just spoken word, and it really, really isn't. Well, nothing against the actress, it's just I feel like she was directed that way.
I did not notice this.
You didn't? I mean, heavy
lip syncery.
Yeah, a little.
I guess I did. I did notice where it's like, oh, they're not even saying the stuff. But then, Brabrantia.
That's right.
She looks like she's saying the seatbelt stuff.
Yeah, she is. It might even be the same voice.
Is she a better lip syncer?
Definitely, because this girl's going too over the top with her enunciation of her, not the sound of her, like
the face.
The lips. It's like the reverse of David Lee Roth in Panama, because he's like singing full out in the recording, but he's barely moving his lips in the video, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't that a live video?
Well, all their videos were from basically live footage.
I thought that was just a concert footage video.
No.
I would do the Van Halen Panama video minute in a second.
Well, we'll put it in line right after Young Pope minutes.
I'd probably do it for free. I'd do that one for free, because I just love...
It's not on the table.
I think David Lee Roth might be the lead singer in my... If you had to pick a lead singer of all time.
Yeah.
He might be my guy. I know that's probably a pretty controversial choice.
Well, I think that's not out
there. He was a great front man, guys.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, have you ever seen an electronic devices sign on a plane? That felt really out of touch. Yeah. I feel like it's always seatbelts, no smoking.
Yeah. That's a good question.
I don't think I've ever seen an electronic devices sign.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that either, to be honest, if I'm telling the real truth.
Because the seatbelt, it's like it's a logo or an emoji that lights up and it's either on or off.
Right.
The smoking is always the cigarette with the line through it. What would your electronic device logo be?
It may be time to replace the cigarette with the electronic device, because nobody thinks they're going to smoke on a flight anymore.
But everybody's addicted to their electronic devices.
Ain't that true? There's a Fresh Air episode out about that recently.
Yeah, did you get your iPad patch yet?
I put it inside my skin. Look, all of this is just preamble to what's about to happen in this minute. This is all just a little cold opening compared to what's about to happen, because hold on. You're too bored by a safety info video because a little Asian girl is going to bust through some airplane walls of the plane and really just rap for a while.
She's the breakout star of this video.
Her parents are seated behind her and she's out of her seat. And the main note I wrote is this too sexy?
She does a full body roll within 5 seconds of you meeting her. She does this like real. But I do remember one of the first times I saw this video, I just thought, did they pick her out of, is she the star of her dance academy? It feels like it.
I think this is definitely an audition.
I think she's fantastic. Uh-huh. But it also does feel like strip mall dance academy superstar.
Could be.
That's her ceiling. I feel like this girl is destined for better and greater things.
I think you're right. I think this is just the beginning of her trajectory.
But I feel like, yeah, like this was a solid gig for this young actress.
Yeah, it's on dancer. Her reel for sure.
She kills it.
So far, she's the star, I would say.
Yeah, I think she's the breakout star of this video. If you're going to remember something about this video.
Steve's up first. Like Steve's the first to kind of take your breath away.
Steve's probably going to tour with Hamilton.
Yeah.
Like Steve can probably rock Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
In Hamilton.
Yeah.
This girl though, it's like I feel like we're going to be seeing her again.
And how old is this? Cuz she could, how old would you say this video is?
35 years
old. I don't think that's true.
How old is Richard Branson?
He's got to be 60s.
Yeah, so I feel like it's then 60 years old. Like when he was born this video came out.
No, this is not a prophecy.
You cannot take your eyes off the young lady. And that is, she just electric.
Brings me back to my question. Is this too sexy?
She's just an electric performer.
But there is,
I don't find it sexy per se.
I don't find it sexy either. But what I'm saying is the choreography a little too suggestive? Like it's certainly right on the edge, don't you think? They won't say butt or ass. They'll say whoop, but they'll put an Asian girl in a really, at least arguably questionable in some of the choreography.
Help me understand this a little more. I feel like the only analogy that I have in my brain right now is the Britney Spears "Whoops, I Did It Again" schoolgirl video, where that was the argument with that, where.
But she was of age.
I don't think she was. I think she was like 16 or 17. I could be wrong.
Okay, but this Asian girl is. Why do I keep saying Asian?
She might be 12. She seems 12.
Yeah, she seems too young.
But I feel like she's just spitting fire. Like it's raw intensity rather than
There
like
is
the sexiness
like,
of the Britney Spears schoolgirl. Like that literally was like, aren't I sexy? Look at me.
She's like, so young. It's like, look what a kid can do to act like an adult.
It could be that. It could just be like she's just a skilled dancer, rapper, triple threat.
Yeah. Okay.
This moment also presents us with our first way too audible sound effect.
Which is that? See, I love this because we just see different things.
I know we do. When her mother, I'm going to sound like an asshole, but I feel like that is grandma. She's too old to be that girl's mom, I think. I think that's maybe not the greatest casting.
Yeah, I think you're right, because the dad doesn't seem quite that old. I don't know.
There's some oddness if that's a family unit.
It's hard to tell, because Asian don't Krasian.
Anyway. Are you talking about cran raisins?
Yeah, craisins. Asians don't craisins.
Yeah, I feel like I've said Asian don't raisin before.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that that's true. Because like if you think about Pat Morita, like when he was Mr. Miyagi, he looked old as shit.
How old was he?
51.
Really?
No, I don't know how old he was.
Well, Brando was only 47 in The Godfather.
Oh, God, that's
aged him with makeup and
stuff. They probably didn't need to.
The point is, I don't mean to make this episode all about Asians, but if you watch this video, the star is Asian. I mean, there's a reason we're talking about this.
She's great. She's so great that you miss a very crucial thing about the overall project, which I sort of brought up in the first minute, plane structure. When you watch her doing her oxygen mask rap, you have to ask yourself, where in the fuck on this plane are
they? She's on the wing. She's on the wing.
She's like floating. I mean, it's like a dream
sequence.
She's
lucky if she's on the wing. She just happens to have the window above the wing because she's staring out the window and then the walls are carried away by dancers and she just kind of steps forward. So
the
best case scenario, she's on the wing. There's a man on the wing. There's an Asian on the wing.
Let's break this down. So that wall that breaks away, let's say that's an exterior wall.
Yeah, I think that's it.
So I'm at the airport looking at the plane.
Also.
And then that breaks away, and then a poor guy has to walk out of the shot, which that's also great.
But also the Asian grandma and grandpa, their seats are just facing the wall.
That's what I was going to say. This causes huge plane structure
problems.
It's
suspension of disbelief, man. Suspension of disbelief. You got to be flying through the heavens and on board with Virgin America safety video minute.
But that's how good this girl is. She makes you forget. Yeah. I was looking at a plane, so that row of seats should be turned, what is that, 45 degrees?
90 degrees.
90 degrees. I should be looking down the row rather than at the row.
You're right.
So that's alarming.
Yeah. Also, the fuselage is now blown apart. All of our passengers are theoretically dead.
If this plane is in the air already.
But think about it. They do that, and then what's next? The oxygen mask demonstration.
So
they're creating the need. The fuselage has blown a hole, and now they need oxygen masks.
Because of her dynamite performance. She's so electric, she pops out of her seat. Which, by the way, she should be sitting in with her seatbelt fastened if you're following the instructions of the video.
Right.
So she's up. So something has happened, and it's her. It's her electric body roll that just blasts the plane apart. Then she's up. She needs the oxygen. She doesn't know she needs it yet because she's young.
That's right. She won't need oxygen for another 10 to 20 years.
Her adult companions, though, do need it.
Her grandparents.
So they strap on the masks.
They're doing it right. They do themselves first.
And then they help.
Well, before that. Let's talk about what is maybe the most disturbing thing in this entire... You're blown away by the young girl dancer.
Yeah.
You're blown away because the fuselage has disappeared. Everybody's in peril. And what do? They cut to a profile shot of Asian grandma in her mask. Then they split screen and mirror image flip it so you see two of her sitting back to back. Then she turns from profile her head and looks directly into camera.
Deep
and
eye contact.
So reminiscent of that scene in The Shining when Shelley Duvall stumbles upon the guy in the tuxedo going down on the fuzzy bear. This.
Yeah. Matt's wearing a t-shirt with this very image on it.
Too bad I don't have the t-shirt of the Asian grandma looking at you.
Oh, I bet we can make that happen.
It's odd. You would never notice it just watching this video sitting there in the plane, but when you have to dissect this, that moment is a strange choice.
Well, having worked on, you know, video projects, do you think that at some point they just had to settle for a take?
For that?
Because the girl's so good, and the parental choreography is pretty basic. Not that they did a bad job or anything.
No.
But it is inevitable that at some point, how many takes do you think they gave her to do the turn and the back and the eye contact thing? Do you think it's intentional, number one?
Well, yeah, I think they're going like, let's get some B-roll of the grandparents. We can cut away. We may need it.
I love that we've just made them the grandparents. They are supposed to be the parents.
And it's a quick setup. In fact, they probably didn't even reset the camera. They just turned the chair and said, stare forward. Now look at me. Stare forward. Look at me. Again. Again. Cut.
We've got it.
Do you want to do me? No, marginal Jim. I told you we're not interested. Where's craft services? Over there. There's a Lunchables in the corner.
But it's for everyone, so don't eat all of it, you fat hog.
You can have one cheese cube.
There's a lyric, like a child, for instance. So that's great. If you need to help somebody, like a child, for instance.
Yeah.
As if you'd need to help anyone else. And then maybe the only other thing that I think is worth mentioning is that we're back to my marveling of how stuff above them is rigged. Where are those oxygen masks dropping from?
In this warehouse?
Yeah.
You've got to get on board that
this is a plane.
This is theatrical. This is heightened reality.
Right. But I just think I'm not saying in this reality, where are they rigged? I'm saying practically, where are they rigged? Do they just have a pipe with three oxygen masks on?
Yeah,
and
possibly.
Some poor guy has to...
Drop them? Yeah.
Is it rigged up?
Well, there's maybe one way to find out. We haven't watched it yet, but there's a behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's longer than the safety minute video.
That's
6 minute
surprising.
Video. Yeah. Maybe we'll do a bonus episode where
If you're lucky.
And then one other thing I want to talk about before we wrap up is just to note that right now on YouTube, this video has 12,195,081 views. I'm really curious to see when our episodes come out. Even make a dent in that?
If they get a bump?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah, the Pistol
Shrimps
Radio.
It'll go to 14 million?
No, it'll go to 89. 12,195,089.
All right. That's another minute of the Virgin America safety video.
I think you mean Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Virgin America Safety Video Minute, brought to you by Mac Weldon, pity the first-time listener.
Yeah, if you're a first-time listener to Pistol Shrimps Radio and this is what you think it is, you're not that far off.
Yeah.
There's just basketball happening.
Yeah.
And we are treating this with a lot more scrutiny and attention than we treat a basketball game.
Yeah.
We love you.
I'm Matt Gourley.
I'm Mark McConville.
We'll catch you next time on PSR. Beatman Turner Overdrive.
Hey, it's Sheena Shea, and if you know me, you know it's all happening. From Vanderpump Rules and my podcast Shenanigans to my full-time job being Summer's mommy, there's always something keeping me busy, and that's why I love Factor. They send fresh, never-frozen meals right to my doorstep. They're packed with flavor, dietitian-approved, and make it easy to stay on track with my goals. Delicious and ready to eat in literally 2 minutes. I mean, seriously. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.